Time for Gordo's Corner. Brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
It's happened again. A monolith has popped up in an unlikely location. Do you remember the controversy and the mystery that started back in 2020, I think, is when the first monolith popped up in Utah? Let's see. Yeah, November of 2020. A metal monolith was found deep in the Mars-like landscape of Utah's Red Rock Desert. Then, and a monolith, for those who don't know, you know, it's like in 2001 Space Odyssey, which I know Craig has not seen.
Right.
But just this big, tall, very well-machined and crafted rectangle just standing up.
One of those appeared in the movie Dave as well.
No, it did not. And then, after the one that popped up in Utah's Red Rock Desert, then they had sightings in Romania. One popped up there. Then another one in Central California. And then there was one on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. And I guess they never solved the mystery as to who was putting these things up.
Yeah, I guess not.
The Utah one, of course, made big news. That was when we were in lockdown during the pandemic. It was the first one, and everyone started wondering, what the hell's going on? It was 12 feet tall, and it had been embedded in the rock in an area that was so remote that officials didn't reveal its location at first because they were afraid of people going out there to try to see it and getting lost and that they would have to be rescued because it was so remote out there. But, of course, curious people found it anyway, and they flattened plants with their cars and their four-wheelers as they got out there, and they left behind human waste.
Yeah.
So two guys who were known for extreme sports in Utah's outdoor moonscapes, they went and removed the monolith to keep people from going and finding it. They tore it down. And so now there's a new one that popped up in the Desert National Wildlife Refuge in a remote mountain range near Las Vegas. And once again, they don't know who put it up there. And it's creepy because it's also got kind of this mirrored black surface to it. Mm. So it reflects the landscape. Is it aliens or is it just some...
It's someone...
Banksy-type person.
Went through metal shop and...
Come on, let us have fun. It's more fun to think that it's aliens than it is some guy who went through metal shop in Kansas.
I'm going to say the most reasonable explanation is aliens.
Thank you, Craig. This popped up over the weekend near Gas Peak. And it's a place where bighorn sheep and desert tortoises roam around.
Could have been them.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive looking. So, we've got another mystery to solve here.
Boy, they're very cool. So
they're cool looking.
If it is a Martian doing this, what is the message? What is the point?
I think, personally, believe
that
it's, they are antennas for aliens to communicate. It's their 5G network.
Okay. I like that.
That they use to broadcast information to convince us all to get the Fauci jab. That's what I think. But I don't know what else it could be. It's got to be an art installation, right? Somebody's doing something because it's so mysterious. But how do they lug the equipment out there to erect this thing? And then they don't leave any tracks?
How about this? It's alien art.
It's an alien art installation. Installation.
They're showing us that they can do art too.
I guess it's possible
probable.
Oh, I don't know about probable. But why would aliens waste time doing art on Earth when they could be, I don't know, looting our jewelry and hydrogen?
Maybe they value art tremendously, and they want to show that they're into it as well.
There's no way aliens value art.
The new stadium.
Mark.
George's got a theory.
I thought back in 2020, They may not have found who did it, but I thought they thought they were kind of cheaply constructed and it wasn't as magical as we thought it was.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
That's what I remember about it. Like it was made in metal shop or something. At George Dunham on Twitter.
That's defeating.
Well, I'm just telling you what I remember about it, and you guys are acting like it's a sign from Mars.
It's a sign from the Martian Jesus that we need some help down here. Like,
well,
maybe, what if they break into the monoliths and they discover that it has technology inside it that we've never seen before that can be used to transmit messages?
Technology and stuff?
To aliens.
Fart technology.
Yeah, what if it's an alien?
Fart laughter.
I think it's pretty mysterious.
Okay.
At least that's what I'm saying.
I think some guy in Topeka is...
Why Kansas? I don't get that.
I don't know. Middle of America.
Indeed. Indeed.
Amen.
What was, we did the research one time to figure out what was the exact geographical center of the contiguous United States, and wasn't it in Kansas?
Yeah.
Is Kansas all boring, or are there pretty sections?
There's some nice sections of Kansas.
Okay.
Not every state can have an ocean and a mountain range, okay? We're going to have some plains and
big water
places where you can raise cattle.
What is the prettiest state? What is the ugliest state?
Hawaii would have to be right up there for prettiest state.
I've never been. Have you been to Hawaii?
Yep.
George, have you?
Yeah.
Dang, I would love to see your contracts.
Colorado.
Guarantee Hawaii trips.
Colorado's up there. Alaska is up there. Alaska's
gorgeous. Oh, yeah.
Boaska, gorgeous.
That's a good one.
Have you ever been to Alaska, George?
I have not.
Okay.
One of these days.
Ugliest state?
Uh-oh.
Probably North Dakota?
Really?
I've seen a little bit of it. It's pretty flat.
Nebraska? It's pretty flat.
There's some nice sections. I took that drive up to Lincoln, and I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. There's some rolling hills. And
great review.
It wasn't as flat as I thought it would be.
Ugliest state. If West Texas were its own state.
And he was going to bag
Texas
on that.
Leaving out Big Bend.
Got a lot of P1s
the
from
Davis
the
Mountains.
Midland-Odessa area.
They all agree with me.
Okay, we've lost Willie Mays.
Ooh,
this
that's
is not
breaking news.
No, it's not breaking news. And a contemporary of Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle. And after Mickey died, do you remember the tribute song that poured in?
Yes, the Mick tribute. The Mick just touched home.
It's the Mick. He just touched home was the actual name of the song.
We have a Willie song?
No, we don't have a Willie song. Oh. But we need to get prepared for one because I guarantee it. That's the only way that we know how to pay tribute to that era of baseball player is to write a song about him. Now, this Mickey Mantle song was sent to the ticket because Mickey died, what, year
95?
Two or three of the ticket?
Yeah, somewhere
second year of the ticket?
Yeah.
And this song came out. It was sent to us by cassette. And there is one on eBay right now. A cassette of It's the Mick. He Just Touched Home was the name of the song.
August of 95 is when the Mick touched home.
And then when I look at the cassette art on the cover, it says, It's the Mick. He Just Touched Home. And it's a home plate that is setting down on grass, which is a little unstable. Yeah. And it has the big number 7 painted on the home plate. And then at the bottom, and the graphics are so cheap on this. And then there's a box down below that that says, this beautiful, heartfelt composition commemorates the majestic career of a legendary baseball hero.
That's a lot there.
A legendary baseball hero, as opposed to a heroic baseball legend.
It kicked off a controversy up here at the ticket, too.
It did. I personally thought this was a great song.
No,
I thought
it
was a wonderful,
destroyed it in the hardline,
touching
tribute daily
to the Mick,
including Grego, who would say, "Man, the song's not that bad," and the guy wrote it because he felt moved.
Why did they think I was making fun of it? I would stage dramatic readings of the lyrics. I would stand up on a chair in the office
out of the
area,
studio daily,
and they would get mad at me for reciting the lyrics to this song. I was obsessed with this song. So maybe we'll get a touching tribute like this for Willie Mays. This one was about the Mick. Pause it. You like that production value?
I think it's good.
Everything in the 80s was so anemic. even though this was in the 90s, yeah. This was clearly done with an 80s, with an eye towards the 80s aesthetic. All right.
Don't overplay it.
Let's just listen to the words. They're beautiful.
The ballpark seems so empty. It's like we've lost a friend.
Pause it. You like the way?
Can't pause. Sorry.
Oh, dang. We gotta listen to the whole
kind
thing.
Of mark the end.
Kind of.
Can we start it again and pause it?
Like someone's missing.
There we go.
Like both.
We need pause technology.
How do we not have pause technology?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, if
technology.
I play it off the drop page, it just plays by itself. I can't pause it.
It wasn't in our system.
It wasn't? Yeah. Oh, okay.
How is this classic song not in our system?
I don't know.
Because we talked about it 30 years ago.
All right. So there's no way we can pause it?
Give him a second.
I can. Just give me a second. I'll give you a second. Okay, so let's analyze these lyrics so far. Ballpark seems so empty.
Weird way to start a song, just the ballpark.
Yeah, ballpark seems so empty.
On one note, yeah.
It's like we've lost a friend. It's not, we haven't,
we haven't
really lost a friend.
No.
It's only like we've lost a friend.
Right.
What's the next line? The lights have all been turned out to kind of mark
kind
the
of.
End.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We don't want to go so far as to actually mark the end in any way. So we'll just turn out the lights in order to kind
almost
of
like
mark the end.
Almost like a dimmer switch.
Huh? Yeah, like a dimmer switch. Right. Okay, we got it now? Ready to go.
All right, stand by.
And by the way, I tweeted out the cover art to this, although I've replaced it with, it's the Say Hey Kid he just touched home, but it still has Mickey Mantle's number on the on the plate there. But you can see that by going to my Twitter account, which is x.com/GordonKeith/TomGribble@1310.
Okay,
so
we're ready.
Here you go.
The ballpark seems so empty. It's like we've lost.
Luckily,
a
slides into those notes.
Like
I love it.
Lights have all been turned out to kind of mark the end. It feels like someone's missing. Someone we all knew.
Okay, stop. It's,
what?
It's like someone's missing. It's like
he just
someone's
can't
missing.
Quite put his finger on it.
The Mick is not missing. It's just like he's missing.
Right.
Someone we
right.
all knew.
Can't,
what filler lyric is that?
Figure out what's going on.
Can you imagine?
He's talking about Mickey Mantle. It's not
well, we
someone.
Don't know that yet.
Okay.
And he died. Can you imagine at somebody's funeral, the eulogy saying, you know, it's like John isn't here.
Yeah. It's like he's missing. It's like someone we all knew that you all knew. Yeah, we're here at John's funeral. Yeah, of course. Yes. It's someone we all knew. Okay, go ahead.
It feels like someone's missing. Someone we all knew. Maybe he just fell down a little out of view.
Okay, I can't. That is the worst line. Stop it. That is the worst line ever.
He didn't hit a homer. He fell out.
So there are two choices. Either Mickey Mantle died or he just fouled out of view.
Oh, there. Yeah. We don't want to say he's dead. We want to keep the legacy alive.
I'm going to throw a flag on George. You're now playing Gordon's role of liking the song.
Just trying to help out a songwriter here.
He either died, or maybe he just fouled out a little out of view, and that's what happened here.
I don't think it's hyperbole to say that is the worst line of a song ever written. Maybe he just fouled out.
Maybe.
Yeah,
he said
a little
out of view.
And maybe. When does anyone ever do that? Don't we always see where they foul out?
Listen, he's not ready to drop the truth bomb yet that Mickey is gone.
Oh, I see. He's
We're
building up to that.
All
he's
around it, and then he's
breaking.
Hit you
it's
with...
like he's breaking it to a kid.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got you. Let's listen to the chorus.
Maybe he just fouled out a little out of view.
Now here we go. This is where you get your truth bomb.
Yeah, the good Lord came. You're safe at last, my son. You are forgiven. Don't worry about your past.
Can you stop it?
What?
The good Lord came and got him and said, "You're safe at last." A guy that scored 1,000, he was safe all the time.
But now
in
he's
his career.
Permanently safe. He will never.
He was
yes.
always
again.
But now he's safe
he's
at last.
Never gonna, yes, yeah. He's never going to be thrown out again.
And I love the judgment day. I mean, gosh, the Lord just saying, hey, you know what?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about your past. Everything's fine. No matter what you did. Yeah, but I just killed someone right before I did. No, don't worry. Just that's past. You're safe now for forever.
Not because he accepted anyone as a savior.
No.
Just because he's
He was good at baseball. He was good at baseball. So don't worry about your past.
Including the foul out late in his life. Yeah.
My son, you are forgiven. Don't worry about your past. You're on my team forever. You always gave your very best. Mickey's playing every day now and giving all his rest.
Underrated line right there.
Shut up.
What, he's
stop.
Playing every
stop
day.
The song. Stop the
That's
song.
That's the way heaven is. You can play every day, but you don't
makes
get
no
tired.
Makes no sense.
You don't get tired. You still get all your rest.
Logic still holds even in heaven. We get logic from heaven, and you can't play every day and get all your rest.
Yes, you can.
No,
it's
you
best
can't.
Of both worlds.
But if you never get tired,
one or the other.
If you never get tired in heaven, why do you need rest?
Yeah.
Why do you need to get all your rest?
Well, because we want to rest in peace. In the afterworld. And luckily, he
You're
can
on
do
my
both.
Team forever. Forever.
Man, he made the forever team.
All right, second verse.
His pinstripes, that famous Yankee set.
Wait, the beginning of this verse was it, you can almost see his pinstripes?
Almost.
Okay, rewind it just a little bit there.
And getting
all smirky.
His red. You can almost see his pinstripes, that famous Yankee 7, from Bronx, New York to the pearly gates, now sliding into heaven.
That's the way you want Mick to go into
He's
heaven.
With the Babe and Gary, pals are not alone. It's another boy of summer. It's the Mickey just touched home.
No.
Yeah, the
Grego. Okay, stop.
Grego
stop.
Right.
That's enough of that song.
Grego was right. There was nothing
That's
wrong
with
song.
That's a horrible song.
And you've wronged it now for
what do you mean?
30 He's, years.
The Babe and Garrick. First of all, Babe Ruth is not in heaven.
You don't know
I guarantee
that.
You that. Troubled life. But and then he's with the Babe and Garrick. His pals are not alone. They weren't alone to begin with. They were both in there. If they're both up there, they were hanging out with
they
each other.
They were alone right. until they got Mick up there. Now they
no,
had a trio.
They were alone
really...
together? What? And once again, the hedging language in the lyrics. You can almost see his pinstripes.
Right.
Almost see his pinstripes. That famous Yankee 7.
Thank you for bringing this masterpiece back to the airwaves.
So hopefully the same guy, which I think his name is Merle Miller... Hopefully he will write a song about the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner. Thank you, I think, having to put us through that song again. But it is funny.
Bye-bye.